Proverbs, chapter 27.
Don't brag about tomorrow. Each day brings its own surprises. Don't brag about yourself. Let others praise you. Stones and sand are heavy, but trouble caused by a fool is a much heavier load. An angry person is dangerous, but a jealous person is even worse. A truly good friend will openly correct you. You can trust a friend who corrects you. But kisses from an enemy are nothing but lies. If you have had enough to eat, honey doesn't taste good. But if you are really hungry, you will eat anything. When you are far from home, you feel like a bird without a nest. The sweet smell of incense can make you feel good, but true friendship is better still. Don't desert an old friend of your family, or visit your relatives when you are in trouble. A friend nearby is better than relatives far away.
My child, show good sense. Then I will be happy and able to answer anyone who criticizes me.
Be cautious and hide when you see danger. Don't be stupid and walk right into trouble. Don't loan money to a stranger unless you are given something to guarantee payment. A loud greeting early in the morning is the same as a curse. The steady dripping of rain and the nagging of a wife are one and the same. It's easier to catch the wind or hold olive oil in your hand than to stop a nagging wife.
Just as iron sharpens iron, friends sharpen the minds of each other. Take care of a tree, and you will eat its fruit. Look after your master, and you will be praised. You see your face in a mirror, and your thoughts in the minds of others.
Death and the grave are never satisfied, and neither are we. Gold and silver are tested in a red-hot furnace, but we are tested by praise. No matter how hard you beat a fool, you can't pound out the foolishness. You should take good care of your sheep and goats, because wealth and honor don't last forever.
After the hay is cut and the new growth appears and the harvest is over, you can sell lambs and goats to buy clothes and land. From the milk of the goats, you can make enough cheese to feed your family and all your servants.